man who was a scholar of the Quran. He was a hafiz.
Sorry, a scholar of the Torah. And concerning the Torah, it was not generally memorized. This was a speciality. So he was one of the few that memorized the Torah. And he was actually given a title, Muhassan, because of his beautiful method of recitation. But despite all of that, he was deviated. And what deviated him was his contact with the Pharaoh. So he was a Muslim, but he lost his faith. And how deadly it is to lose our iman. That's why preservation of iman is of the most important priority. Allah give us tawfiq. Mm-hmm. What happened with him was, Allah speaks of his entire incident. When he would travel, فَخْرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ فِي زِينَةِ He would travel with his glory and his pride. And the treasures Allah gave him, it would take a large sum of men. So Usba is about 10. 10 men just to carry the keys to his treasures. لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ So his people, then they told him, why are you becoming arrogant and haughty? And who would tell us? People of care, people of concern. قَالُ لَهُ قَوْمُ لَا تَفْرَحْ Don't be arrogant. Farah means arrogance. Don't become overjoyed due to anger, due to haughtiness. لَا تَفْرَحْ Allah dislikes those who are arrogant and vainglorious. Allah Ta'ala save us. So his wealth took him to another position. Then he comes with his entourage. وَخَرَجَ عَلَى قَوْمِي بِزِينَةِ And those who love this worldly life said, we wish we also had like him. But the people of ilm told him, ثَوَابُ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ Oh people, be careful. Allah's thawab is better. This thing won't last. This wealth of this world doesn't last. And then the people of iman didn't take effect from him. Then Allah Ta'ala says, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ We sunk him into the ground. Him and his entire portfolio. The hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains this ayah of the Quran. What happened to him was, because of his pride and his haughtiness, and one of the masail, the matters that faced him was the matter of zakat. Now we're in the month of Ramadan, let's make sure our zakat is paid. Whichever month we make sure we pay it, we must pay our zakat. Obviously, it's preferable to give it in the month of Ramadan. But if the time is due and it's not the month of Ramadan, it has to be paid. And let's say the time is not yet due and we pay it in the month of Ramadan, it's actually more meritorious. Allah give us tawfiq. Because rewards are multiplied. Every nafil in the month of Ramadan, we get the reward of a fard. And for every fard, we get the reward of 70 faraid. Now 70 means many, many. Now from here, from this hadith, we can try and fathom what is the value of a fard. Nafil can't compare to fard. A person can't say, I'm reading whole night nafil, but I miss my fard. Fard is of most importance. There was one great tabi'i. His name was Sulaiman bin Abi Hathma. So he was in charge of the bazaar, the marketplace in Hazrat Umar's time. He was not there for Fajr. Hazrat Umar went to visit his home and locked his door. So his mother came out and said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, what happened to this man, my son? Whole night he was in tahajjud and he just overslept in the time of Fajr. Hazrat Umar called him out and gave him nasiha. That Fajr namaz with jama'at and on time is more meritorious than the entire night of nafil. This is how valuable fara'id is. We have to carry out our fara'id to the best of our ability. Nawafil is to prepare us for fard. So anyway, he was very upset about the zakat. Because the more you have, the more zakat. He couldn't bear it. So he had a plan. When Musa alayhi salam was to lecture, his intention was to insult Musa alayhi salam in public. So he prepared one loose woman. And he said to her, when Musa alayhi salam comes, I want you to falsely accuse him. And this was the plan. When Musa alayhi salam presents his presentation and his lecture and his dars, afterwards Qarun asked him. Now Qarun was his cousin. Qarun's father and Musa alayhi salam's father were brothers. His father was Qahib, Musa alayhi salam's father was Imran. But how he went astray. That's why iman has to be protected and preserved. What happened here was, he asked Musa alayhi salam, okay, what is the ruling of adultery? So Musa alayhi salam says, you know this, but the ruling of adultery is, if one perpetrates adultery, he is a married person, he has to be stoned to death. Otherwise, if he is unmarried, he has to be lashed. What if you, the perpetrator, O Musa alayhi salam? Musa alayhi salam says, Allah's law is equal and fair for all and sundry. For everyone, Allah's rule is equal. For the rich, for the poor, for the white, for the black, everyone is equal before Allah. He says, but we find that you have perpetrated the same crime that you advocate that we shouldn't perpetrate. What do you mean? And this woman is told to stand up. And Musa alayhi salam looks at her, and she was about to proclaim, because she had been paid a large sum of money, 1,000 gold coins, to falsely accuse and lay an allegation against Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi salam asks her, what are they saying, sister so and so? She says, and she was about to bear testimony, and Allah put that fear in her heart. She says, you are Allah's Nabi. I've been paid to do this. Really, this is wrong. Allah forgive me. I repent. Musa alayhi salam felt so bad, so bad. He was so hurt by what Qarun did to him. Because this was not the first occasion. Many of the Bani Israel used to hurt his feelings on many occasions. That's why Allah's Nabi, when he used to get taklif from the people, he used to say, Allah, reward my brother Musa. Rahim Allahu akhi Musa. How much they used to hurt him and insult him, but he used to make sabr. Oh Allah. So whenever Allah's Nabi faced difficulty, he thought about his brother, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. On many occasions, Musa alayhi salam used to bark in public, for that they had a problem. Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam passed away before him, for that they had a problem. Any opportunity, this Bani Israel had something or something to pick on Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, don't be like those who used to hurt and insult Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's in the 22nd Juz. They're going to hear it tomorrow, inshallah. But this year now, so Allah says, oh Musa, enough, they hurt you. You tell the earth what to do. He commands the earth to sink Qarun in. And the earth is sinking Qarun. And sinking Qarun. He was sunk till his ankles. Then he was sunk till his knees. Then he was sunk till his waist. And he's begging, Musa, Musa. Ya Musa, Musa. Musa, help me. Musa, help me. He's begging Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salam is saying, Ya Allah, sink him more. And as he's about to be completely sunk into the ground, he says, Ya Musa wants my portfolio. That's why he's doing it. Oh Allah, even his entire portfolio, let it go to the, you know, go to the what, to the ruins. Let it be sunk into the ground. فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ. His entire portfolio was sunk. And he was sunk forever and ever. فَوَيَتَجَلْزَلُ بِهَا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah says this. The hadith then says, Allah says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, how many times he asked you for pity and you didn't show that pity? Oh Musa, if he had to turn to me one time, I would have taken pity. This is how merciful our Allah is. This is how kind our Allah is. This is how compassionate our Allah is. That Allah who says, oh my banda, I love you, isn't it my right that you should love me? Oh my banda, when you remember me, I remember you. When you forget me, I still remember. Oh my banda, I remember you but you forget me. أَذْكُرُكَ وَتَنْسَانِي أَذْكُرُكَ وَلَا تَرْعَانِي. I consider you, conceal you, but you show no consideration. Allah says, oh my banda, if I command the earth, it will swallow you. If I command the mountains, it will crush you. If I command the skies, it will collapse on you. But oh my banda, I give you respite, so that when you return to me, my response to you, oh my banda, min ajlik, سَمَّيْتُ نَفْسِيَ الْغَفَّارِ. Because of you, my name is Ghaffar. What is Ghaffar? That's why insan's name is not Ghaffar. You can't call insan Gaff or Ghaffar. It's wrong. Call a person by his correct name. A person's name, Abdul Ghaffar. A person's name is Abdul Rahman. Not Rahman. Abdul Rahman. Abdul Ghaffar. Abdullah. Abdul Ghani. Call people by their correct names. And we implore upon parents, call our children correctly from young, so that the love of Sahaba and the correct pronunciation of Sahaba's names. If my child's name is Hudhaifa, it must be Hudhaifa. If his name is Mu'adh, it must be Mu'adh. Correctly. Allah give us tawfiq. The next chapter of the Quran is Ankabut. What I wanted to notify you here is, this chapter in the sequence of Quran is 29, in Revelation 85. This means just before the Hijrah. And I mentioned this yesterday. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand before the Hijrah how Allah was preparing the Muslims for this amazing journey. Just a little bit of today, we read Surah Luqman. Luqman, according to the preferred view, was an African, a man of Abyssinia, Abyssinian origin. Look how Allah implores and how Allah adores his wisdom. advice he gives to his son Tharan is quoted in the Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ. Leave that the entire chapter is named Luqman. Allah quotes how, subhanAllah, Allah says, how the father teaches his son the consciousness of Allah. Then Quran digresses. Just you can go through yourself. But then Quran digresses. Allah says, oh my banda, be good to your parents. Be good to your parents. And ulama write an amazing link here because every verse of the Quran is linked. Every verse of the Quran. Allah speaks of Luqman advocating to his son. Oh my son, your Allah comes first. Your Allah is priority. Allah then advises the son. Oh my banda, your parents, your parents. The link there is, when the father and the mother is worried that the child must be conscientized of Allah, conscientized of Allah, Allah's order, Allah comes first in his life, Allah will give that child tawfiq to always fulfill the huquq and show respect to his parents. That's the link between the verses. Then he gives amazing advices. A few of what he says is, oh my son, remember Allah is watching everything. Your action that you perpetrate, even if you perpetrated it deep inside the ground, you hidden somewhere, or far in the skies, or inside some rock, yati bi Allah. Allah knows your actions. And the other meaning of the verse, if what you're looking for some valuable of yours, that's why ulama say you can read this when looking for something. If what you're looking for is hidden in the skies, or deep in the earth, or deep in some rock, yati bi Allah. Allah will find it for you. That's why there's an amazing report. Allah says to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, oh Musa, hit the rock. He struck the rock. Allama Alusi brings this report. The rock cracked. Musa alayhi salam was powerful. How many times? You know, one cloud, the man died. One cloud, Malakul Maut's eyes, you know, came out of its socket. It was the power of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Malakul Maut was scared of him. He was Kalimullah. His Jalal was beyond what we can fathom. He struck the rock, it cracked. He struck the rock again, it came out. He struck the rock the third time. Inside was a smaller rock. So Allah tells him, look closely. And he sees a little ant carrying in its mouth, while it's in its pit-patter, a little green leaf. And the ant, Allah says to him, listen, the ant was praising Allah. Subhana man yarani wa yasma'u kalami wa ya'lamu makani. وَيَذْكُرُنِي وَلَا يَنْسَانِي. Perfect is my Allah. The ant is saying, my Allah. He sees me. He hears me. He knows of my whereabouts. And he never ever forgets me. Allah doesn't forget his banda. Allah doesn't forget that ant. Where Allah will forget insan, who's trying his best to please Allah. So this was the advice he says to his son. Then he says to his son, oh my son, خُذِ الْعُمْ وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Advocate good. Don't just bring good in your life. Teach others about good. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And when people are doing wrong, try your best to stop them. And if people don't like to hear your advice, my son, make sabr. Because they'll try and hurt you. Make sabr. Don't retaliate when they hurt you. So see how beautifully he links it. You do enjoying good. You forbid evil. You don't worry about people. You do your duty. And if they're trying to hurt you, you make sabr. Then he says, oh my son, there's a way to speak to them. Don't speak to them in a screaming manner, like a donkey. Quran says that. The worst voice is that of a donkey, the screaming donkey. إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. And when you're speaking to people, speak to people with humility. وَلَا تُسَعِرْ خَدَّكَ. Allah says to him, oh, Luqman says to his son, Allah is quoting. A wise man, don't turn your cheek to people. سَعَرْ. And سَعِرْ is the disease that afflicts a camel where it can't straighten its neck. So it travels and gallops, but with a bent neck like this. So Allah is saying, don't you turn your cheek away from people. Don't do that to people. Be humble and go to people respectfully. Be the first to make humbleness with people. Join ties and maintain ties with people. Even when you walk, my son, walk with humility. Allah give us the fear to take the beautiful advices. Some other advices he gives. He said 8 things. He says, oh my son, when you're in the home of people, watch your eyes. Don't look everywhere. His wife is there. His daughter is there. Watch your eyes. When you are in people's company, guard your tongue. When you are in salah, guard your heart. And when you are on food, on the table, on the dasturkhan, on the sufra, guard your tummy. Make sure you eat halal. Four things. Then he said, another four. My son, two. And he didn't just say son. Quran quotes what he said. And this teaches us father and son relationship. And really, there's nothing we need more than this. If Allah gave you a good relationship with your son, there's nothing better. He says, oh my beloved son, ya bunay. He didn't say, ya ibni, ilaiti, oh son. No. Oh my beloved son. And Quran speaks of son speaking to father. Oh my beloved father. Oh my revered father. Quran doesn't say, ya abi, ya abati. Quran shows father and son relationship. It's a contribution from both sides. But we read a verse today, I must tell you. Allahu Akbar. Just before, Allah helped me to come back to where I was. But while we are on this tangent, I want to digress upon one point. We read Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Alif Lam Mim Sajda is the tafsir of 5 points in Surah Luqman. Surah Luqman at the end, Allah speaks of how Allah is the controller of all conditions. And man turns to Allah. Man wants to live his life with a lot of independence. Nobody can tell me what to do. I do what I want. I say what I want. Allah says. Then when he's facing turmoil and difficulty and roughness at sea, it's not specific to sea, but this is an example Quran gives. وَإِذَا غَشِيَهُمْ مَوْجٌ. Now difficulty afflicts him. Accident, challenge, disease, operation, difficulty. Specific words of the Quran, verbatim, when waves overwhelm him. Waves, literal translation of the ocean. And whatever waves of life, oh, ya Allah, oh, then Allah, 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 Allah. Kadhulal, da'ullah, now Allah only you can help me. But Allah wants us to turn to Him in ease. And in adversity. Not only in adversity. But then Allah mentions, there's 5 things only Allah knows. Everything Allah knows. But 5 points Allah highlights here. Now interestingly, Quran mentions it in these verses here, but the tafsir of it is in the next chapter. So I always tell my friends in Darul Uloom that every surah is a tafsir of the previous surah. And if you read the Quran with deliberation, you'll see this all the time. So these 5 points, that death is spoken about here. But the explanation of death, malakul maut will come and take your life. Yatawfakum malakul maut, that comes in the next surah. Yeah, just death. Man knows not where he's going to die. But the next surah explains how he's going to die. How Malakul Maut will extract the soul. Imagine, we know Jibreel, we know Mikael, we know Israfil, the one who blow the trumpet. But who's the fourth angel? Malakul Maut, what's his name? We're not sure. Quran doesn't mention his name, nor does Hadith Sahih mention his name. Historical reports say he's Israel. Some other Hadith, but there's some discussion on the chain. So we're not actually sure also. Mentions his name is Ismail. So there's ambiguity in death, in the time of death, the manner in which we're going to die, the place where we're going to die, we don't even know the name of the angel who's going to come to extract our soul. But among the 5 points, Allahu Akbar, Allah says, fear that day, la yajzi walidun an waladihi, wala mauludun huwa jazin an walidihi shay'a. I wish I can explain this verse. Allah, in simple English, that's why translation can't explain Quran. But let me give you translation, then I want to explain to you the depth of this one verse. To see how beautiful is this language, how beautiful is Quran. If you look at translation will tell you, father can't benefit son, and son can't avail the father. English translation will tell you that. When you look at the expression of Quran, when Quran negates the son availing his father, Quran gives more emphasis as when Quran says the father can't avail his son. When Quran uses Allah, what does that mean? The love of the father is much, much more. The love of the father for his child is much, much more than the son can ever love the father. Even the way Quran negates, the son can't do nothing for his father. لا يجزي ولا مولود هو جاز اسمية هو جاز اسمية is stronger, فعلية is weaker. لا يجزي والد عن ولده. Quran's emphasis for father's benefit of his son is lesser than the son availing his father. Quran is saying in this verse that you can never love your father the way he loves you. This is clear, clear, clear in this chapter. Back to where we were. The advice Luqman gives his son. That, oh my son, don't be haughty and arrogant. وَلَا تُسَعَدْ خَدَّ. Anyway, Allah give us tawfiq. Among what we were saying? We're saying eight points. Eh? Then he said four things. And we digressed over how he addressed his son with so much of love. It wasn't just son. It was replete. It was filled with love. Then he said, two things always remember. And two things never remember. The two things you should always remember is the good. Remember Allah all the time. And remember death. Allah wal maut. And the two things never think about. Forget about it. Bury it. It's gone. The good you do to others is for Allah. Forget about it. Yeah, I did this for him and I did that for you. Did it for Allah, brother. Forget about it. Even if he doesn't repay you or he's not there for you tomorrow, make shukr. And when you have the opportunity, do for him again. When you do for the one you love, there is insincerity in it, and carry on. That's how you maintain ties, you maintain love. And Allah will reward you, inshallah. But what's really for Allah? The one who calls you takleef, he irritates you, he hurts you, he insults you, he backbites you. You do for him, that is really for Allah. Because that one hurts the nafs. Allah give us the tawfiq. So he says, the good you do unto people, and the harm and the takleef they cause for you, just forget about it. Leave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this last chapter we were reading, I think our time has elapsed. This is Surah Al-Ahzab. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah mentions so many miracles in this chapter of the Quran. This chapter of the Quran speaks of Rasulullah with great detail. Rasulullah's maqam, Rasulullah's greatness, Rasulullah's position, Rasulullah's status, and the ummah status. And this chapter highlights Rasulullah's blessed wives. Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the final verse that I was reading. Allahu Akbar, it was so beautiful. Allah says, oh, the wives of the Nabi, you are the best. لَسْتُنَّ كَأَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ. No one are like you, you are the best. You're not like anybody else, and no one can be like you. Allah chose you from the woman of the universe to be the blessed wives. These are an address to the wives of Rasulullah. How special the Quran addresses them in Suratul Ahzab. And you know what is Ahzab? Ahzab are the confederates. Khandaq, that's how you know when this chapter was revealed in Medina. Mid-Medina, isn't it? During that time. And Rasulullah just wedded Hazrat Zainab binti Jahsh at that time. The munafiqeen were trying to impose on him. So Allah defended him and defended that marriage. See? And Allah mentioned the Sahabi, Zayd, who ended up divorcing Zainab because it was Allah's will, and Rasulullah ended up marrying her after her iddah. So Allah give us tawfiq to love the Quran. Allah give us tawfiq to learn the Quran. Make dua for us. We'll be seeing you soon, inshallah.
Allah remind me. Allah remind me. Allah remind me.